There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk to our next guest, EVP for Cyber Services from Dark Matter. This is Eddie Schwartz who's joining us. Eddie, nice to see you. Good to have you here.
Nice to see you, Tim.
So let's start with this. Cyber crooks, I asked this question just for the news. Do the crooks have the upper hand? Because whenever you read online these days or in the papers, it always seems as though the crooks are one step ahead when it comes to security in the cyber world. It looks as though they're better equipped, that they get away with more, that they're more clued up. Is that the case?
I think there are situations where we can definitely say that bad guys have the upper hand. Keep in mind that as the defenders, we have to be perfect, whereas the criminals only have to get one thing right. So there's a lot of the different things, whether it's passwords or keeping your defenses intact, we have to get it all right, whereas they just have to find one entry into the system. They have to send you one email, you click on it, and then it has a cascading series of effects where all of a sudden 148 million user identities are out the door. So really it is a problem of them trying and doing bad things, and maybe they find that one hole that we forgot to patch.
And your CEO, Faisal Abana, was here talking to us earlier. One of the analogies he used was fantastic, actually. It really helped sink into my brain. He said, you know, there's no point in having a secure front door with a fantastic lock on it if you're going to leave the windows and the side door open, because it's that simple. It's just that one chance somebody needs to breach your security.
That's right. The human element is really the most important one. And traditionally, people have focused a lot on building perimeters and building these large gates and so on. But what we're finding more and more is that it is through the human factor that the criminals have been successful. So unfortunately, that's an area where, as you see around us, a lot of the technology here is focused on artificial intelligence, big data, and other types of things, where we're really starting to look at, can the computers help us outsmart the humans on the other end, the adversaries that are trying to work against us?
Let me ask you this, Eddie. If you take the Equifax issue recently, lots of people in senior management, backs against the wall, really. They're a credit reporting agency. The CEO lost his job. Lots of other people lost their jobs. It was a very serious cyber breach, obviously. But is that fair? Is it fair that people in those positions should have lost their jobs in this particular instance? And also, where does ultimate responsibility for poor cyber hygiene, as you guys put it, where does that actually lie?
That's a really great question, Tim. I think there's always a knee-jerk reaction when there's some spectacular breach that we simply look at who can we blame and who do we fire, and that somehow that satisfies everything. But really the culture we want to get to is that we have to understand that breaches are inevitable no matter what happens. And what we have to judge is, are we doing the right thing within organizations to move the ball forward? Does the CEO recognize that cybersecurity is one of the most important things now? For example, if you think about it, should a CEO be thinking, how would I deal with it if everything I cared about in the organization suddenly went out the door? If I couldn't serve my consumers, if I couldn't serve the investors, if I couldn't serve the citizens that are depending upon a certain service. So if the CEO is not focused on that, then yes, maybe they deserve to be fired. But let's say they are doing a good job, that they're putting budgets towards cybersecurity, that they've hired good team members, that they're training their employees and so on, then I think it just becomes a question of, let's analyze what happened and let's create improvements versus just looking for a scapegoat. So I think that really is it, that it, you know, the hygiene really is the responsibility of senior management, and then trickling that down and bring the culture along and creating a culture where everybody cares about cybersecurity, much of the way they care about whether their children look both ways before they cross the street.
And finally, you work in the cyber world. It all sounds a bit scary, a bit doom and gloom, but really, do we have lots to be afraid of?
I think we have to take fear with a grain of salt, if you will. Certainly, on the side of the good, if you look around this show, for example, there's some amazing technologies here, some amazing capabilities, and it really is just a question of organizations stepping back and saying, what have I done to really improve my capabilities? No doubt that the criminals have capabilities, but the side of the good does as well. So I think there are some scary elements to it, but there are things consumers can do that are common sense, like use two-factor authentication, use better passwords. There are things that corporations can do to transform and become better at cybersecurity and start to build it into their culture over time.
Drive Live today, tomorrow and Tuesday, live at the Dark Matter stand at Gitex. Eddie Schwartz is EVP for Cyber Services with Dark Matter. Hopefully the crooks don't have the upper hand. Eddie, good to talk to you and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.